I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Matt the Electrician returns from his Austin, Texas home back to Oregon, where he spent many years of his youth, for performances tonight at Cosmic in Eugene and on Friday evening at Harris Bridge Vineyard in Philomath. The show in Philomath is already sold out. Matt is no longer actively working as an electrician, last I heard, and he's on the road behind his brand new CD called It's a Beacon, It's a Bell. He joins us live in the KLCC studios. Welcome back to Oregon, Matt.
Thank you very much.
Many good memories in Oregon, I presume?
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And yet, most of your music has come out since you've moved to Texas, correct?
Yeah, that is correct.
Did Oregon find its way into your songwriting nonetheless?
Oh, absolutely. It was just the time in life. I was younger when I lived here, and then I lived in Northern California and came back to Oregon for a little while. And a lot of that time I was working on songwriting, but I was just much younger. So I think by the time I moved to Texas, I was 24 or 25 and just kind of starting to figure it out.
Well, you have a new record coming out here. It's just out already. Do you have a song from it for us?
Yeah, absolutely.
What do you feel like playing?
I think I'm going to play you the title track.
Exactly at the right time, all of the angels were telling me to pay attention, and all the numbers were standing in line. Was the easiest of days. There was unexpected sunshine, it was all that I could see, and everything was going my way. And I wonder if you had waited till the morning after the night, if you might have seen the same things, you might have seen the same bright light, like a beacon, like a bell. Or maybe it's just as well, wherever you are. There's no way to tell that I could not comprehend. There were bells and they were ringing like guitars. Wasn't upside down. I could have cried if I had thought a little harder, but I was laughing up until I hit the ground. And I know that I'm still standing, though the ground continues to shake. And for all the good I might give, oh, it's more than my share that I take. It's a token, it's a shell. Or maybe it's just as well, wherever you are. There's no way to tell you now. And when my heart got bigger, I could see you better. Yeah, when my heart got bigger, I could see you better. Yeah, when my heart got bigger, I could see you better. By the world of men, and I spent far too many days misguided, misdirection of the heart, and it took some time to navigate that maze. And every morning proclamation. There are stories that are forming every night, and I know it's not to win or lose. There is only reaching for the light. It's a beacon, it's a bell. I never have felt so well, but wherever you are, there's no way to tell you now.
Matt the Electrician live in the KLCC studios with the title track to his new release, It's a Beacon, It's a Bell. He'll be live tonight at Cosmic in Eugene at 8:30 with Marty Chilla opening, and then live tomorrow night in a performance that's already sold out at Harris Bridge Vineyard in Philomath. What made you decide that was the title track to the record?
I don't know. You know, it's a song that I wrote a couple of years ago, probably right after I released my last record. And there's always that song. Every time you make a record, there's a song that you write like a week after you put out your record. And then you're thinking, oh, man, it's going to be a while before I can put out another record. And by the time, by the time you get to making a new record, sometimes those songs end up feeling really old. You've played them on the road a lot. And for whatever reason with this song, it just really felt, it still felt new to me. And it felt thematic in a way that, you know, and this may sound like a cop out, but with this record, there was a lot. I was just kind of going on my gut and on faith that I understood what I was doing. I'm not sure if I even explained that well, but in the past, I feel like I've been very organized, and I've had everything kind of together and ready to go when I put out a record. And with this record, everything from the writing to the way I recorded it to putting it out and touring around it has felt really kind of off the cuff, and I like that. But I don't exactly know why I did that, to be honest with you.
I would think that would lead to perhaps a little more simplicity in terms of production compared to, say, Accidental Thief, your last CD. Is that the case?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is the entire other end of the spectrum. This is my eighth studio release, and I think the 10th or 11th record I've released all in all. And it's the first time I've ever done what I did on this record, which is it's just my guitar and I. There's a couple other vocalists on two tracks. I have some people that help sing. But other than that, the whole record is just guitar and vocals. And I recorded it myself on my laptop, bought some microphones, and kind of taught myself how to use the recording software. And so all in all, I mean, it was a lot of kind of going on faith that I was going to be able to do this. And it was an experiment, but it was also something I really wanted to do with this batch of songs. I wanted them to just kind of sit as they were and hopefully be received that way.
You are a storytelling songwriter, I would say. And how did the simplicity affect your storytelling and affect the songs?
Well, I think that with a lot of this batch of songs, and there are a couple kind of story-based songs on this record, but by and large, the majority of the songs on this record, there's a lot more imagery and a little less kind of coherent storytelling within the songs themselves, which, again, wasn't really a kind of a conscious decision. It's just kind of the way that they started to come out. And I was really enjoying that, and I still tell a lot of stories at the live shows and do that. But I wanted these songs to kind of just speak for themselves. And that is to say, like, I don't expect that everyone will know what all of these songs mean right off the bat, but I wanted them to kind of be received that way as they were. And I felt like sometimes when you go into a studio and you record, and the way I've made my last couple records, which I had a blast doing, but on Animal Boy and Accidental Thief, you can kind of guide, you know, if there's a song that lyrically doesn't jump right out and tell you what it's about, through the instrumentation and the choices you make, you can kind of guide the listener towards at least, you know, tonally what you're going for by adding all of these, you know, quote unquote bells and whistles. And with this, I really, again, I didn't want to do that. I just wanted them to sit as they were.
Matt the Electrician live in the KLCC studios, live at Cosmic in Eugene tonight, and live in a sold-out performance tomorrow at Harris Bridge Vineyard in Philomath. Care to share another one of those songs with us?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's see here. All right, I think I know what I'm going to do.
Went for a talk in the night. Oh, sleepwalker, rock me on the water. I've been a baby in the waves. Saw a silhouette in the sea. Oh, sandman, stick to the plan. Know I am supposed to be here. Free.
Matt the Electrician live in the KLCC studios, only for you. Another song from his new release, It's a Beacon, It's a Bell. He's live at Cosmic in Eugene tonight and sold out tomorrow at Harris Bridge Vineyard in Philomath. Lots of family in that song. Family and fatherhood must affect your songwriting quite a bit.
Oh, yeah. It does a great deal.
Increasingly so, perhaps, as the kids get older? Is that...
You know, I found that it was kind of easier to write about them when they were really little.
Now they react to it. Probably.
Right. You know, now they're very aware of the songs that are for them, especially the ones written when they were little. And I think that's great. But but it is funny how aware they are of it. And so now as they get older, you know, and the challenges become different and the way you're interacting with them is different. And so I won't say that it's easy to write a song about a baby because there's plenty of people that mess that up all the time. And that is a kind of a difficult thing to do without it kind of coming off as trite, or, you know, kind of overly sappy or what have you. But that being said, I think writing songs about interactions with like teenage children is a little tougher because there's a lot more going on. There's a lot more complexity there. And so sneaking it into songs is it's a little rougher.
Well, let's sneak in one more song while we still have time, shall we?
All right. Yeah, absolutely. And I think maybe because we just talked about that, I'll go ahead and play a song that was directly because of an interaction I had with my daughter. And my daughter is a teenager now, officially, as of a couple weeks ago. And we were driving around in Austin. And she, the big storm had just happened, and we were driving over this bridge, and the water in Town Lake was just crazy with dirt and mud and everything. And I said, "Oh, look, after the storm, you know, it looks great." And she goes, "Ugh, looks dirty." And I just thought it was funny, kind of that difference in perspective, but also that that kind of teenage perspective. So this is Muddy Waters.
Electrician with Muddy Waters from It's a Beacon, It's a Bell, his brand new releases. Matt the Electrician has two local performances in support of the album. He'll appear at Cosmic in Eugene tonight, beginning at 8:30 with Marty Chilla opening. Then he'll appear at Harris Bridge Vineyard in Philomath on Friday night, a show which is already sold out. For more information on Matt the Electrician, mattheelectrician.com. Well, it's been great to have you in the studios here, Matt.
We really appreciate it. Thank you so much for having me.
It's nice to welcome you back to Oregon. I know it's been an old home for a while.
Oh, absolutely. I love it here.
Well, thank you for being here, and safe journeys back to Texas.
Thank you so much.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.